waiting for the captain's final words. We're starting our descent. We're starting our descent.
You're listening to Dale Nickel. He's with us here in the studio today, and he's going to be playing a few songs for us live. And I think there's going to be a little chit-chat going on as well, so stay tuned.
Together we'll be home soon. We'll land this plane. I can't wait to see your face when we land this plane. I see you there, nervously watching the landing gear, hoping the fog will disappear. We're starting our descent. We're starting our descent. We'll land this plane by the light of the autumn moon. We'll land this plane. Together we'll be home soon. We'll land this plane. I can't wait to see your face when we land this plane.
That is Dale Nickel from his album Spark. He's here with us in the studio. That's DaleNickel.com. How can we not tell you where to find him on the web? DaleNickel.com. And if you want to pick up any of his songs or you hear something that really resonates with you today, he's telling me a little earlier that the best place to do that, he's sold out, is what he's saying. And you got to get his music off of iTunes. So that's, you know, I'm an iTunes guy now myself. So, you know, BlackBerry user Dale and buying music off iTunes. What's up with that? I don't know.
There you go, right?
Thanks for coming in today.
Well, my pleasure.
Yeah, you're driving in from London?
Yeah, London area.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit of a trek.
Yeah, a little rainy out there today. But
you brought your lunch pail and everything. That's fabulous. Yeah, it's a little. It was raining when I came in. Is it still?
Yeah, and it's starting to slow down. But yeah.
So you used to be a teacher.
I did spend quite a few years as a teacher, and I'm still an educator at heart, I gotta say. And
yeah, are you like singer songwriter now? That's kind of how you're making your living.
Or? It's a little bit of everything right now. I've got a lot of irons in the fire, and you know, writing and music is certainly a part of it. You know, so it's my passion when it comes down to it, though.
That's cool, very neat. Well, when Drew first suggested you coming on the show, I was sitting, I think I told the story at the beginning of the show, wow, have we already almost come full circle, Tim? But I was saying something about your song, The Fire, and how he had sent me a link to your site, and I popped it up and started listening, and I was in the middle of some email, and the kids were in the living room playing Lego, and I immediately called them in, and I got to say, and I'm going to say it again, if I haven't already, it's honestly one of the best songs I've heard in a long time, so thanks for that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's the first song out of the gate on the new album Spark, and my understanding is I've already twisted your arm, and it looks like it's a little bruised, but you're going to play it. You're going to play it for us live here today.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, maybe I'll give you a bit of background to the song.
That'd be great. Love that.
I guess the song is really about spirituality and my own spiritual life. And I grew up in a Mennonite Brethren home, and it was a really it was a wonderful home. The spiritual aspects of life were really central. And I guess typical of kind of the 20s and 30s, I began kind of wandering a little bit and wanting to kind of define what is that inside, what's that inner spark, or, you know, the inner life, and what I would, you know, call that sacred place that, you know, that I felt in me. And I think I use in this song the metaphor of the fire to kind of describe my inner life. And I don't know, there's something powerful about metaphors, and I think, you know, there's a good reason, I think, why much of scripture is using metaphor and symbol, because it's powerful, and at some point words, they come short. And so anyways, that's enough words here. Why don't I play the fire here for you?
Excellent, thanks.
Storm is raging. Here's to believing that love will hold you dear. And the wild winds blowing. Here's to hoping that peace will heat your heart.
It's a great song, Dale. It really is. Did it come from a? It sounds like there's a bit of pain in there. Maybe it was. Did it come out of that?
I think there's always pain. I think for me, when I'm sensing the sacred, or the presence of God, if you will, I think pain comes with that. I think it's in places of uncertainty or times when I feel lost. I think that's when I pick up my guitar, actually. I pick up my guitar when I feel lost, and somehow in the process of putting it out there, I feel found, and I think somehow I've connected with something deeper than myself.
Do you kind of consider songwriting to be, not much of a stretch, I suppose, but a bit of a form of meditation or prayer or,
well, for sure.
Reflection?
Well, absolutely, and I don't know, the beauty of the song is the form is a 3.5-minute song, and somehow it's the process of, like a blacksmith kind of ramming steel. You're kind of pushing your words and pushing yourself to articulate in this brief period of time what is going on in your own inner life. And I find it very, very therapeutic and a deeply spiritual, part of me, spiritual practice, really.
So is music for you just spiritual, period?
I think it's all spiritual. I like Bono. I think you
mentioned. Oh, hey, more U2. Awesome. And we.
U2.
Oh, I probably did, Dale. Yeah.
A quote I think he said one time is all music is, all songs are songs about running from God or running to God. And I do. I think it is, they say it's the language of heaven. I do believe that. There's something that really tugs at our inner core.
The last song was from your new album. Is it your fifth album?
Yeah.
Fifth album called Spark, The Fire. Excellent song. Don't forget to get it on iTunes. I think it's, 99 cents? Is that all it is? I mean, is that not a bargain?
Yeah, it is a bargain.
You can't even get a bargain like that at a dollar store, for crying out loud. It's ridiculous. What else have you got for us? Have you got something else off that album? Or
I'm going to play another song here. This is... speaking of that dark place, you talked about do all, there's some pain in the fire. I guess it's, maybe it is part of my theology. I guess that's where I experience the sacred, in that darker place and in the moment of pain where you're feeling disoriented. And so this comes out of that same place. I don't mean to really put it down or... all of the,
I've been hit a couple of times today for like some of the questions I've been asking a little too serious, but we've had a lot of laughs and I think I think this is going to be well placed. So
this is
fitting
is
right
called,
in.
This is called The Day Is Coming. It's a song really about waiting, and I found my home in the Anglican Church right now, and we're all about seasons, and it's really an Advent song about waiting and waiting for hope, and there's some. tension in there as to what hope really is. Is it what we want here in our North American life, like money and things, or is it more, is there something else, some of these gifts of the soul, so to speak. But anyway, enough talk here. This is called The Day Is Coming.
We've been waiting on such a long time, and there's no sign of light out there, and I know you're feeling scared, but believe me, the day is coming. When my ship comes in, we'll go, we'll buy some wine, let it flow. Tomorrow, God knows just when my ship's coming in. Honey, it seems your faith is fading. You've lost your hope in happy endings. Life's become a game of chance, mere random circumstance, but it's more to me. The day is cruise ship's coming in. So I look out at the sea, at the future of our dreams. There's gotta be more than you and me. And I can't tell you when we're out and getting your attention. There's gotta be more than you and me. The day coming, when my ship comes in, we'll go. We'll buy some wine, let it flow. But not tonight, tomorrow, God knows. Just when my ship's coming in, the day is coming.
Sorry we don't have any canned applause here for you today. We really should have brought some in. Maybe rip something off from an old Seinfeld rerun or something like that. I'm sure we could have found something. That's great. So I don't know if we got to go to a break in a second, but I've heard or I've read that your writing is, quote, all heart without any cheese, close quote. Should we talk about that after the break, or do you want to talk about it before?
That's my favorite press quote ever, and it came from a review of one of my records. And why is it important? You know, I am a sensitive singer-songwriter. There, I told the world, but there, you know, the dark side of that. Sometimes it's just like, what is you know, honest, good kind of sensitive music and art and. But sometimes there's a fine line into the world of cheese and defined cheese, I guess.
Country music? A lot of country music? Can we call that cheesy?
Well, some of it's cheesy, yeah. But what is cheese? I guess that's I get perhaps that's the Hallmark card moment where
it's a deeply
insincere, maybe yes, inauthentic, okay. And maybe
deeply philosophical question. It's, I've spent hours on it myself.
Cheese,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what is cheese? I think Monty Python had quite a bit to say about it. Actually, a few years ago.
Didn't we just sign an agreement with the European Union about our cheese?
I heard about that. So we're going to be basically putting a lot of Ontario farmers out of business, aren't we?
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, that's cheesy.
Yes.
Yeah. Ha-ha. Ha-ha.
It's not a very good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Thank you.
Now that's where we should have had some canned applause. Yeah. So do we need to go to – we do. And we're going to break now and go to a few more commercials and hang in there. We're here for a few more songs with Dale Nickel. That's DaleNickel.com. And, imagine that. You can get his songs off of iTunes. We'll be right back.
What if while you were sleeping, what if a miracle came and changed your feelings? What then, darling, what would be the difference? Darling, that's exactly where we'll start. What if we awoke with a brand new name? What if our old photos found a different frame? What then, darling, sounds like a whole new ballgame? Darling, that's exactly where we'll start. There on the bright side, we'll see a revolution. There on the bright side, maybe our salvation. There on the bright side, we'll see a new horizon. Tired of this old storyline. It's got me trapped again this time. And every chapter it seems to lead to another broken part of me. And the worn out runaway tales I wrote, spinning out of my control. Tonight I need a ghostwriter to rewrite my life back together and shine a little light on my story. Turn my darkness back into glory. Ghostwriter, ghostwriter. Looking back on these old manuscripts, where the hero go, he's gone, I guess. Along with all those hopeful metaphors, they got lost in the cutting floor. Tonight I need a ghostwriter to rewrite my life back together and shine a little light on my story. Turn my darkness back into glory. Ghostwriter, ghostwriter. You can help me to turn around this train of words that's nowhere bound, and all the patterns that keep on repeating. Maybe find a new meaning.
So that's Dale Nickel. Dale, is that another song from your new album?
Yeah, it's a track called Ghostwriter.
That's, hang on. That's probably also available on iTunes. That's what I thought. And, well, that's excellent. I've heard they're only about 99 cents. And so check them out. I think you've got two or three albums at least available.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've written five. You've come up with five?
I think I've had five studio albums, four up on iTunes, and I think I can't remember why I didn't have the other one up there.
Okay.
At the time, it was back in the age where you had, like, tapes.
Right. So that'll be like a collector's item one day. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it at a garage sale somewhere. And yeah, somewhere by London. And you're from London. Long drive in today. So thanks for coming in. You've been writing songs for about 20 years. I understand your music's been compared to the likes of Paul Simon and others. You've shared the stage with some pretty big Canadian names. One I got to ask you about. I read you shared the stage with David Wilcox.
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, were you actually kind of together?
Yeah, it was a festival on Vancouver Island, and I got booked for the festival, and I saw the lineup for the festival, and here he had brought in David Wilcox, and I thought, come on. I emailed the director and said, can you put us on the same stage? Like, folk festivals often have a kind of workshops where, you know, three songwriters kind of swap songs back and forth.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's about an hour, so we took turns playing songs. It was about probably three or four of us there, and, yeah, it was fabulous. I got enough courage to ask him for a drink afterwards, and we had a nice chat and talked about the biz and life and... Yeah,
that's cool.
What a great guy.
And so he's still performing. I haven't heard much from Wilcox.
Do you know what? He is alive and well. In that, I mean, based on his online, he's really pushing that. I think he's quite a shrewd businessman as well as a fantastic songwriter. But he's always up to something new.
I understand his music's available on iTunes as well.
Yeah, you got it. But he's also got like video blogs, and he's just really embracing this new world of
the new media.
Neil technology.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. You got another song for us?
I do. This is called Old Songbird, and this is actually off of my my previous record called Secondhand. And
I wrote this song for a friend who was kind of coming through some hard times. But it's funny, the songwriting process. After I recorded the song, I began playing it kind of in my car. And I, over a stretch of time, I began to realize that the song was about me, actually. And I think that happens a lot in my songs when I'm writing about towards somebody, that inevitably, I think therapists might call that projection, that I project onto them, and the song inevitably comes boomerangs back to me and speaks to where I am in my situation. So,
also, I think a sign of a good piece of art, whatever it is, whether it's music or film or
reflecting back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mirror of a sort.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I guess, you know, that is the power of an image. It nestles its way into our own lives, and we, you know, start, you know, reflecting on that same image. So anyways, this is Old Songbird. I know the road is long. I know you've lost your song. I know, I know. But hold on, my old songbird. Hold on, the tide will turn. Hold on, hold on. The sun is coming, you old songbird. When it comes, your song will be heard. And we'll leave winter far behind. We'll be singing, just give it time, you old songbird. I know your spinning wheels. I know it's hard to heal. I know, I know. But hold on, my sweet love. Hold on, we'll rise above. Hold on, hold on. The sun is coming, guys.
Yeah, two people applauding. It's there's an echo in here, isn't there? You talked briefly about narrative and storytelling. Wondered if you could tell me a little bit more about that. You know, you kind of, I think, caught yourself in the irony of it. You said, "Oh, hey, you know, I think enough words here. Let's, you know, kind of let the song speak for itself." Isn't that where we're heading? Storytelling, great film. You know, isn't that
so
great art?
I think you got to trust the story to do its work, and it will do its work in somebody, right? And your story will produce their story. And I really do think that. sometimes I wrestle in songwriting between being telling too much of my story, because there are songwriters who talk about being general in the song so that it makes room for everybody. But I guess my take has always been, tell your story and it will, you know, it will spawn someone else's story. So maybe that's why I haven't sold that many records. But I sure have fun putting them together.
Right. So tell your story. Others will resonate with it. They'll kind of connect in some way. And
well, I think so. And I think you know, I think, I don't know, maybe not every song will be a home run. I think of Bruce Coburn, for instance, and, you know, I see him kind of as a hit and miss writer, and some of the songs that connect so closely with, and others, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And maybe that is the risk in giving too much of your story in context, and the benefit of being more general in themes, but...
Well, isn't it a little bit? I mean, there's something about taste here as well, right? Because you go to see a great movie. I remember going to see a great film years ago that I would consider a great film. It's framed on my wall, Less Than Zero, Robert Downey Jr., really early film in the 80s, about 30 years. And you saw the talent, probably also a serious drug addiction as well at the time, but a great film. And I remember taking six people with me to see this at a theater that no longer exists in Mississauga. And I don't think they talked to me for about 3 or 4 weeks afterwards. Right? I'm in tears in the theater because this movie is connecting with me on so many levels, and isn't this wonderful, and so on. And they're all, what are you, nuts? Like, I didn't get that at all. So isn't it that way with music as well, to some degree? Or the story, maybe?
I think it's very personal, right? And I think you're writing from your own experience, which is the lonely part of it. Does anybody relate with your own experience? experience? Maybe that is the charm of these big bands. We talk about U2. They have a way of telling their story in a way that many, many people can relate to it.
It is pretty remarkable how a song like that can just takes you back to a time, takes you back to a place. You know, when you made that comment earlier about, you know, your kids, we were chatting offline, I think, about U2 and kids, and our kids hopefully resonating with this kind of stuff. Hey, Dad, I've already heard that twice. But for you, I bet that song that they've only heard twice, you've heard 102 times, and it's spoken to you on all kinds of levels,
and
right?
I guess the other piece to that in music, I've got a buddy who's a guitar player, and he, you know, I played him a song, and he said, oh, that's a fine song, it had a good beat to it, and I don't think he heard one lyric to the song,
right.
And I think it's how we're wired too, where I go to the lyric and the melody,
yeah, me
usually,
too. Yep.
And that's where the heart of the song is, but...
you know, I loved Beautiful Day, and I think Tim played it earlier on the show, but it took me quite a while to get into it as a song, melodically, whereas a song like Kite, off the same album, I believe, melodically just stuck with me, but did nothing on the radio,
yeah.
And also lyrically was, in my opinion, way stronger than, say, Beautiful Day. Anyway, and Beautiful Day probably made the millions and millions of dollars, you know?
Yeah, those songs when, you know, Urbano is, you know, making, actually doing more creative things, maybe,
right.
Writing-wise, they're not... hitting the pop charts,
right.
The same way.
Give me a Coburn song that resonates with you.
Probably Pacing the Cage or anything off Charity of the Night. I really like that album. Last Night of the World off that album. I really like
Champagne
it.
With You.
Old. I kind of lost the last couple of albums. He's kind of lost me a little bit, to be honest. But, you know, there was... and partly is just I can't keep up with all the music that comes out. There's just so much.
It's
right?
Pretty tough, yeah. And you've got music that's just recently come out on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can purchase it there. Dale Nickel, DaleNickel.com. You got another song for us? At least one more,
maybe two.
Even.
I do.
Excellent.
I think I told you there's. I'm from the prairies originally.
Yep.
I was born in a little town of the Paw, Manitoba, way up north, and. I was
the
raised
paw.
In Winnipeg. Yeah, the PAS.
Wow.
The pass, I think it's, is it French? I don't embarrass myself here, but
yeah,
it's funny, on the Weather Network, though, they have all these big cities, and for whatever reason, the paw is on the Weather Network
map. I'm guessing
map.
It's not a big city?
No, it's like a couple thousand.
I was going to say, what, 46 people?
No, it's small. That. But anyways, there's a lot
I think the Rotary Club in Oakville's bigger than your town where you grew up in.
It's possible, but there's a lot of winter in my songs and a lot of prairie images. So when I moved out to to Ontario here for a job in a different field in communications. It was just culture shock, honestly. The smog, the color of the sky, the busyness, the 401, you know, coming from the prairies within a couple minutes, you're out of town, and it just... So anyways, I wrote the song after returning to the prairies, and I wrote, you know, this is what came out after just, I wrote this on the prairies.
And this
just,
one's, what's this called?
This is called Third Floor Window Pain, and it's also off my new record, Spark. Through my window I can feel the sun, and the sky is brilliant blue, and I can't recall the last time when I stopped to watch the view. 'Cause I've been living fast, losing time, and caught up. And I miss so much, and I see the loss in the lines around my face through this third floor window pane. Through my window I can see the birds floating gently in the breeze, and I am them on wings of freedom. As for me, today I grieve, 'cause I've been living fast, losing time, and caught up in the fast lane. And I miss so much, and I see the loss in the lines around my face through this third floor window pane. Through my window I can see today, no tomorrow or yesteryear, 'cause I'm embracing all that's here and now, slowing down to second gear. 'Cause I've been living fast and losing time, caught up in the fast lane. And I miss so much, that I see the loss and the penny dropped today through this third floor window pane. Third floor.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. That's gorgeous
thanks.
Song. That might be the second best song I've heard in a long time. Honestly, that's...
Well, you treat your guests well here.
Well, we do what we can, yes. Yes, the food should be arriving shortly. Isn't that right, Tim?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the beer.
And the beer. I love that song. Just talk about, a story resonating. I mean, I didn't hear all the lyrics. I need to hear it again. And it's on the new album, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, beautiful stuff, man. So that was written for a friend? Or thinking about a friend?
Well,
but.
No, that was just coming back to the prairies after the fast pace of Ontario and just reflecting back of, you know, what am I doing here in 401 and Joan Chang talking about the traffic. And, you know, it's just,
I think
it's
everybody
really
asks
intense,
that
you know.
On the 401.
And you think,
yeah.
What
have I done?
What have I done? I was back on the prairies this summer again. It's so slow, you know, driving through Saskatchewan, really. You know, you put the cruise on and you're just, it's relaxing driving. When's the last time you were relaxed driving, you know, in this area? Anyways, maybe I still just got to get used to it. My kids will be like, you know, down with that. They'll be like, yeah, what's the big deal, Dad?
Yeah, it could be. How do your kids factor into your songwriting?
They're a huge source of inspiration. Mm-hmm. I've written all of them. I got three kids, and I've written all of them a song. My kids are a source of grounding, I guess, for me. And, you know, sometimes, there's different seasons of life. I've got a baby at home right now, and certainly it takes some of my energy away from the creative process, but I see it differently than that. I think these times of life that are more difficult, that try our patience a little bit and maybe tax our time a little bit, I agree with Daniel Lanois in that it's all grist for the mill. It's all, it builds our character, and great art comes out of that compost of challenge. And I truly believe that. And I guess
in some senses, everything's kind of fodder. It's like writing poetry, right? I mean, songwriting is poetry. And so everything that you come across, I would imagine, not everything, but, you know, you probably take a lot of notes, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's the paradox, right, that I would never, you know, you never want hardship or challenge, or I don't want hardship or challenge. I want to smooth my way right through life. But it's these, you know, these challenging times that come along that I am gifted with a song, it seems, all the time. And maybe it's small consolation, but for me it's like, oh, that's pretty cool. I learned something along the way.
Would you be an alcoholic or a drug addict if you didn't have your guitar? Is that how you deal with that kind of...
No, I don't think so. This is my, you know, I would say my guitar is really my therapist, or you know, where I turn to after a bad day or where I'm working through something. But I don't think so. I have other, you know,
outlets.
You know, there's nature, there's friends, my family.
But
is
you've got
huge,
all that grain
huge for that,
on
you know.
The prairies.
Yeah.
Your own.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, my kids might ask me what I would do without Ron Sexsmith. You know,
oh.
He's my favorite songwriter.
Oh, is that right? Eh? Wow. Well, you gotta
dishes,
like,
you know,
anybody who makes a reference to Danny Lanois as well. I mean, we're 20 kilometers from Hamilton, and he's got a great song, "The Maker." You know,
yes,
"The Maker."
Yeah.
Oh man, it's so good. Yeah. And oddly enough, deeply connected to you too. Who also have songs on iTunes.
And Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, and Peter Gabriel. I know. It's crazy. Yeah. So maybe you can close off. We got only a few more minutes, but I know you got more than one song waiting for us, but maybe you can do one final song.
I'm going to do one more here, and this is dedicated to my dear family that really are the source of so much of my joy. Hello, everybody. And so this is called Glory Days, and this song was written in Winnipeg, and talking about just living in the moment and enjoying what we got here, because this is it right now. So it's called These Are the Glory Days. One little girl is spinning around, her new baby brother sleeping sound, and the snow outside, it's coming down. These are the glory days. These are the glory days. We're here together in one small room. We'd unplug the TV, the paper, the news. All we need is love, it's true. These are the glory days. These are the glory days. The world can wait outside the door with all the rumors
We'll stay here, enjoy the day, 'cause it won't always be this way. The kids are sleeping, let's turn the lights. Come on over, I'll hold you tight. I love you, dear, sweet dreams tonight. These are the glory days. Sleeping sound and the snow outside.